Thank you so much. Can I listen to it? Pray one more time. Ask the Holy Spirit. Fill us with the spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge and revelation. Open our eyes to see the truth. By this truth, transform our heart, transform our lifestyle. Let's pray one more time. Thank you. All together. We stand before you and your word like a child, with humble heart, with honesty. Teach us. Open our eyes. Open our ears. Let us see the truth. Change our hearts. Change our lifestyle. We completely rely on you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, can you hear my voice? Is it proper? Okay, good. Very good to see you. Last time I was here around Christmas season, and then I went to Burundi last year, December 25th. Thank you. And then I came back January 17th this year. I went to Burundi by car and by Pastor V and by Mom Jaya with assignment. So I finished all with Jesus, and then I want to report what was happening briefly. Is it okay? There were 50 pastors there. We were holding 2.5 weeks pastoral Bible school. So basically, I was teaching 45 weeks discipleship course, which I gave you already. So the class, the more class goes, the top leader, Bishop Charles, he told me, "Oh my God, I never saw my pastors like serious." They attended many seminars, but he said he never saw his pastors like serious. Okay, Lord, wow, okay, great, what happened? As a result, the end of the Bible school, the whole denomination, the denomination name is Whole Gospel, the whole denomination decides to put down the doctrine they had been held on and to receive new doctrine which came from 45 weeks discipleship course. Yeah, for whole denomination. Wow. And then furthermore, he said, "Oh, this truth must be spread out to other denominations too." Okay, sounds good. And then he goes, we discussed about, let's have our second school, which is July this year, July. Second school, this time, they are going to invite more pastors from their denomination, Whole Gospel, and other pastors from other denominations, because they want to spread out this truth to other denominations. So 100 pastors will gather this second school. Exciting for God's kingdom, right? Amen. All glory to Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus said, "Do not say you made this 45 weeks." Be because he made it with me. So it's nothing to do with me actually. It's his business, God's business. Because he made the 45 movies and he opened the door with Pastor Obi, and he was changing Pastor's heart, and then they decided to receive this new doctrine. So all of you, glory to only Jesus. I know he did it. Okay. Yeah. I want to share today, I want to share with you. Would you open your Bible? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. I'd like to form a team to be okay.
Grow up.
until verse 15. Verse 15. Okay, 그러면 요즘이 15. 오늘자.
But speak the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even the heart.
Amen. So, telling them truth in love, to let them grow up. Let them grow up. Make them grow up into Jesus. Jesus. In all things. In every angle. In every angle. Every part of Jesus. You have to grow up unto Him. To live like Jesus. Live like Jesus. Okay? Amen. Alright, so let me ask you. How? What is the life of Jesus? What is, how God looks like, right? I want to present today five things, with life and mission of Jesus, so that you can grow up unto Him in all things, in five all areas. I want to present. Are you ready? Amen. When you read the four gospels, you will find five characteristics of Jesus. Okay? Five characteristics of Jesus we will find out. The very first characteristics of Jesus, loving God, loving people. John chapter 14, very last word, 31. Okay. Staying with my assistant. 31. John 14, 31. Jesus said, world may know that I love the Father. I love my Father. Jesus loved the Father. And He kept His commandment, which is love God in all your heart, then love your neighbor as yourself. And then you will find many scriptures say, Jesus loved people. Jesus loved people. Alright, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Ephesians 5, verse 2. I'm going to read this speaker. I'm reading. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor, right? So, the very first characteristic of Jesus is love God and love people. If you want to live like Jesus, you have to love God, love people. Okay? If you want to live like Jesus. But to live like Jesus is your goal. All ministers, the goal of all ministers, the goal of Father. Goal of Jesus, goal of Holy Spirit. If we read Romans chapter 8, verse 29, Paul said, God predestined you to conform the image of His Son. The reason God chose you to conform Jesus, to live like Jesus. Okay? What about Jesus? Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ came here as a human being for two reasons. The first reason is to be sacrificed, right, for you. Second reason is to live in an example for you to follow. That's footsteps. So Jesus came here and then he left the example to live like Him. What is the Holy Spirit doing? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, I'm going to just quote. When you behold His glory, you will be transformed to image of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what He is doing right now, He is transforming to live like Jesus. Trinity God, all Trinity God, point the same direction, which is, hey, live like Jesus. So, to live like Jesus is your goal, my goal. The goal of Trinity God, goal of all ministers. Okay? So, how it look like? The first characteristic of Jesus is loving God, loving people. If you want to love, if you want to live like Jesus, you have to love God, love people. Second, I'm going to go. Second characteristic of Jesus, He was the man of the Word of God. When you read the four Gospels, you will see Jesus many times quoted Old Testament, you know that? Even when He resisted the devil, He quoted scriptures, and then wherever He go, whenever open time, He quoted Old Testament scriptures to teach it. Right? He's really good at the Word of God. And then every synagogue, every Sabbath, He entered synagogue, He taught Word of God. He has another name, is Rabbi, which is the teacher of the law. Because He was good at the Word of God. If you want to live like Jesus, you are to be good at Word of God. Okay? Spend time Word of God. Read Word of God. Meditate on it. If you want to live like Jesus. Okay? Third characteristics of Jesus, you guess. Yes. Jesus was the man of prayer. When you read the whole Gospels, Jesus really was seeking, He was seeking the place, solitary place for prayer. Even when He began His public ministry and he moved to Capernaum, how to pronounce Capernaum, to city, because Nazareth, He came from Nazareth, but He moved to Capernaum. And then when He began His public ministry, He entered into synagogue and then He was teaching. Because of His anointing so strong, demon manifested. And He cast out demons in the synagogue and then He was teaching. After that, remember, this day was Sabbath. And He entered into Peter's house. And the mother-in-law, Peter, she was sick, had a fever. So Jesus rebuked fever, get out. And then she got healed. And, you know, casting out demons, healing the sea, the news of Jesus spread out. So all city, all town wanted to bring their sick people. Remember, this was Sabbath day. So they couldn't move. They couldn't carry the sick people because they didn't want to offend Sabbath. So they had to wait until 6 p.m. Okay? When sun go down, the Sabbath's done. That's why they are waiting. And then as soon as the sun goes down, all people began to carry sick people there, the front of door. Maybe 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., maybe we guess. So Jesus began healing the sick, maybe 7 or around 8 p.m. Because people began to bring the sick people after 6 p.m. But if you see another parallel scripture, which is Luke chapter 4, Jesus healed them. He didn't hear, oh, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Mass were healed, He didn't heal that way this time. He healed one by one. He laid on His hands one by one. Whole city. So So maybe he healed the sick, he healed the healing ministry, he did it like easily next morning, 1 a.m., maybe 1 p.m., 1, 2 p.m., I don't know, 1 a.m., and he slept a few hours. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Who's read? Mark 1, 35. Yes.
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place and there he prayed.
Wow. He was tired. He must be tired, right? He was teaching synagogue, he cast the demons, and he healed the whole city and slept a few hours. But he woke up early. What is it? Before 6 a.m. Before sunrise. For what? Prayer. And do you know? You know that story? Miracle. Jesus is the waymaker. Miracle, right? Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When Bible said 5,000, there are more because only male were counted. That's why they have wives and children, maybe 20,000. 20,000 was there. And he fed them. Before he fed them, he was teaching. When you see, whole gospel order, when you compare the parallel scriptures, he was teaching them first. And he was feeding them. Mess, right? And after that, sun went down, and then Jesus told his disciples, "Hey guys, go across there first. And then I will send these 20,000 people say bye." And then Jesus and say bye, welfare right there. And do you know where he go? Where did he go? Went up. Jesus went up to mountain. For what? Prayer. Yeah. Jesus did not go to disciple because he was tired, you know. But rather than he went up mountain for prayer. You see? If you want to live like Jesus, you have to pray. Pray. You have to be a person of prayer. When these disciples observed Jesus, already Jesus just prayed. And right before he was hung on the cross, he went to pray. The disciples said, John told his disciples about prayer. Lord, you teach us prayer. And then, you know, the Lord's Prayer. That's the Lord's Prayer. If we want to live like Jesus, be a person of prayer. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Number 4. Fourth characteristic of Jesus shown in John 5, chapter 5, verse 19. Okay. Young age, like 31 years old, young man. You think he didn't have his own thought? You think his own plan, his own agenda? No, he had it. He came here as a human being, according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Okay, let's go. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 6 to 8 is famous scripture. Philippians 2, verse 6 to 8, please.
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking
Wow, look at that, verse 6. He was God. Jesus was God. But he didn't make equal with God. And verse 7, he made himself empty. No reputation, empty. Which is, Jesus left all divinity. Divinity on heaven, God things. He left all God things in heaven. When he came down here as a human being, he came here as a human being. Okay? So, that's why he said, verily, verily, I say to you, whoever believes on me, he will do that I do. Actually, more greater thing. John 14, 12, right? If he lived here as God, who's gonna live like Jesus? Right? But he came here, he left divinity on heaven, and he came here as a human being. He lived, lead us, the example for us to follow. For us to follow. So, Jesus, completely rely on Father. We're gonna go back, John 5, 19. He said, Son can do nothing. If we want to live like Jesus, you have to have this attitude. Oh my God, I'm tired of my own thinking, own claim, own agenda. I can do nothing by myself. You have to have this attitude. Okay? If you want to live like Jesus, some can do nothing by myself. So you are going to say, I can do nothing by myself. And then what he did was only he speak what Father speaks. Only he does what Father does. Can you see? Yeah. Complete relying on Jesus, relying on Father God. Okay? So, verse 30, same chapter, John 5, verse 30. One more verse, please.
John 5, 30. Mm-hmm. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father.
Amen. Jesus said again and again, I can do nothing by myself, only I say, only I judge as I hear. If you want to live like Jesus, you have to say, I can do nothing of myself, only I will speak what my Father speaks, only I do what my Father does. That's why he was able to say, it is finished. When he lived this earth, John chapter 17 said, John chapter 17, verse, can I tell you? John chapter 17, verse 4. Yes, we read.
17:4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
Amen. Jesus confessed, I have finished the work my Father gave me to do. And then he confessed on the cross, it is finished. He said it. How he can say that? If he's a healer, there were still many sick people. If he's a deliverer, there were many demons still in people. How can he say, it is finished? What does it mean? Because Jesus did only as what Father asks. Right? So when I study this one, I decide, okay, I'm not gonna do more than Jesus said. I'm not gonna do less than what Jesus said. I decide to only I will do what my Father said. And what my Jesus said. So it makes very clear. I'm not gonna do more. I'm not gonna do less. Only I'm gonna do what Jesus asks. So I'm going to say, it is finished. I want to say, oh, I have finished the work you gave me to do. So, yeah, I want to say, do you want to declare it is finished when you leave this earth? Yeah. You have to decide, I can do nothing on myself. Nothing, nada. Only I do what my Father says. So you have to hear His voice. His voice comes, one side, logos, the other side, rhema, which means written Bible is His word. You have to obey, read, meditate, obey what Bible says, first of all. And second, speak in tongue a lot. Every day I speak in tongue 1 hour, and I put my small note here. Whenever I speak in tongues, my mind got shut up. My spirit got activated. And a lot of that came to me, come to me. You know, God's voice, that your touch is God's voice, not God's voice. Your touch are voices, you know. There are three different sources of it. One source is from God, the other one from Satan, the other source your own. All you need to is discern this, which is God's voice. God's voice will line up with God's character and the principle of God's creature. Satan's voice will line up with Satan's character, which is related to sin, you know, sin. And then fear, depression, hatred, division, all that kind of thing, okay? So, and then opposite, the principle of scripture is Satan's voice. You are going to immediately reject, okay? Reject in the name of Jesus. Get out and capture them or surrender to Jesus. And then the other source, which is your own voice. Your own voice is a little regional, so regional and analytical. Okay? But Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, 5 says, lean not your understanding, only trust in God, do not lean on your understanding, on your thought, which means your rational, regional thought also, you have to treat them like Satan's voice. Can you do that? Reject your own voice, okay, right away. And they capture them, always subjection to Jesus. And then when I speak in tongue, a lot of that, you know, I thought his voice, okay? A lot of that came. I just write it down. And then I saw, oh, okay, right? I wrote down, this, I have to call somebody, call. And then write down, oh, I have to say this one, I say this one. I write down, oh, I have to do such and such tomorrow, I do this one. Because I decide, I want to say, it is finished. I don't want to do more. Why should I? Jesus didn't do. I don't want to do less. I want to do that, what Jesus asks me to do. Amen. So, yeah, this is the fourth characteristic of Jesus. Okay? What is the final five characteristics of Jesus? This is actually, I want to explain a little bit more, because the rest of the four characteristics already Mount Zion University in there. Okay, let's review. Father God predestined, elect you to live like Jesus. The Lord Jesus lived here to live an example to live like Jesus. The Holy Spirit right now is working out to live like Jesus. All Trinity God for the same direction. What is it? live like Jesus. You have to set the goal, your life. I will live like Jesus. It will cover all. It will cover all. Okay? That's why all ministers, they have to equip saints and grow up, let them grow up unto whom? Jesus. Yeah, perfect man who is Jesus. So whenever you teach, train anyone, your goal is let them live like Jesus. You first live like Jesus, then let people live like Jesus. Okay? All right. So if you want to live like Jesus, what would you do? The first, love God, love people. If you want to live like Jesus, what would you do? Second, be glad, word of God. Okay? If you want to live like Jesus, what would you do? Third, be a person of prayer. Okay, if you want to live like Jesus, what is the fourth? Rely on Jesus completely. Okay? Yes. This is the fifth one. This is the fifth one. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. What Jesus was doing? There are three things. Jesus was teaching, preaching, healing. Okay? What about chapter 9, verse 35? Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Amen. What Jesus was doing? Teaching, preaching, healing. Okay, good job. If you want to live like Jesus, you are going to do teaching, preaching, healing. Are you teaching now? Are you preaching now? Are you healing right now? Are you healing now? If you want to live like Jesus, you are to do teaching, preaching, healing. There's no excuse. You are to do. You are called to do teaching, preaching, healing. You can call it in the short version, threefold ministry, okay? You can call it threefold ministry. All believers must do teaching, preaching, healing. Will you teach? Preach? Heal. Okay? Amen. Matthew, the author is Matthew. Matthew intended to sum up what Jesus was doing. That's why Matthew 4, 23. Matthew 9, 35. He just like that. Make it like that. Include your structure. Actually, include your structure. Which means emphasize. So, do not miss this one. If we want to live like Jesus, there is no excuse. We have to teach. We have to preach. We have to hear. Okay? Why Jesus was teaching? Who was Jesus teaching to? Israel people, Jews, who knew already God and already Old Testament. But Jesus had to reinterpret. Jesus had to correct what they had been wrong. So Jesus was, hey, you have heard such and such. I'm telling you. Okay, you have heard, do not murder. Well, I'm telling you, if you hate or angry with your brother, you are murdering, Jesus said. You have heard, do not commit adultery. But I'm telling you, if you have lust in your thought, in your imagination, you are adulterer. Jesus was teaching. Okay? So, if you meet somebody who knows about God and about a little bit word of God, you have to teach. Lead them to the right truth, real truth. Okay? But if you meet someone who knows who does not know God, does not know the word of God at all, you have to preach. Preach the gospel. When you preach the gospel, what do you preach? What do you preach? Preach. Huh? Yeah. Pastor
Victor.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear. Hallelujah. You are leaving. I'm kidding. Okay, so when you preach, would you open your Bible quick? Book of Acts chapter 2. Verse 21. Verse 21. Okay. Oh, good. Yes. 21. Amen. Whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is his name? Acts 2 verse 36. Okay, this is important. Acts 2 36.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Yes, amen. God made Jesus the Lord and Christ. Okay? Jesus, whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. But what is the name that you believe for your salvation to be saved? It's the Lord and Christ. Okay? Jesus is like an earthly name, like Marian, right? Rachel, Tasha, this name, right? So it was given by an angel, but it's his earthly name, Paul. When you stand up in the corner of Mexico, if you call, Jesus, help us! Around 40 people to 50 people will come up. Oh, did you call me? Okay, so Jesus is his earthly name. The name people must believe for to be saved is the Lord and Christ. Okay, what does it mean, Christ? Christ. In Hebrew is Messiah. Christ, Christos is in Greek, but Messiah is in Hebrew, is Hebrew. Okay? So Christ is translated from Greek, which is Christos. Okay, I didn't mean to tell you. So Christ. That means Jesus shed his blood, died on cross, to be Christ. Because without shedding blood, there is no remission of sin. Because life is in blood. But the wages of sin is death. If you sin, you have to shed your own blood. Okay? But instead of you, Jesus shed his blood to remission of your sin. Let me ask you, Mohammed, he shed his blood? No, he's not Christ, okay? Mary, she shed blood? This problem? No! Buddha, he shed his blood? No, nobody but Jesus. That's why Jesus is the Christ, only Christ. Can you see? Jesus is Christ. Jesus died to be Christ. Remember, this is the gospel you are going to preach. Jesus died to be your Christ. Okay? Jesus shed his blood and then he made eternal atonement, eternal forgiveness. So whoever believes in Jesus as Christ shall be forgiven. In Christ. No one shed his own blood and all their blood is dirty. Only Jesus, sinless man, he shed his blood to be Christ. You have to say that. Let people know, hey, Jesus is the only one to shed his blood to be Christ. If you believe in Jesus as your Christ, your sin shall be forgiven. This is part of God, not the old law. Okay, remember? And the other name to be saved by faith is the law. Jesus died to be your Christ. And he was resurrected to be the Lord. Okay? God raised Jesus. And God exalted Jesus to put his place above all names. All names. Okay? Jesus was resurrected to be the Lord. Okay? Yeah. If you, so, the name of Jesus for you to believe, to be saved, the Christ and the Lord. Okay, when you preach the gospel, his name is gospel. Jesus is the gospel. Okay, the name of Jesus is the gospel you are going to preach. Okay, let people know. Jesus is Christ and Lord. Jesus died to be your Christ. Jesus was resurrected to be your Lord. Okay? What does it mean? If you you have to believe in Jesus as your Lord to be saved, what does it mean when you believe in Jesus? Bible, several scriptures says, live for Jesus, die for Jesus. You say, when you say you believe in Jesus as your Lord, means you live for Jesus. You die for Jesus. Okay? So you can ask people, will you believe in Jesus? They're going to say, yeah. So you can say, so, will you live for Jesus? Ask them. Will you die for Jesus? The meaning is you believe in Jesus as your Lord. If you do not believe in Jesus as your Christ and your Lord, you are not saved. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no. So there's no salvation. No salvation. Do not make our gospel cheap candy, okay? Yeah. Jesus paid greatly. So don't be afraid to declare truth. And then one more scripture about evangelism. Chapter 2, verse 38. Acts 2, 38.
And Peter said to them,
repent,
that every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen. On the Pentecostal day, Jesus was resurrected. And he stayed on and off with his disciples. He was teaching about kingdom of God for 40 days. And he was ascending. And he said, hey, stay in Jerusalem. Don't go until the Holy Spirit come upon you. Okay? So his disciples stayed 10 days. And that day, Holy Spirit came upon them, 120 people. And they all began to speak tongues. Okay, speak tongues. So there was a feast. So many Jews came from other cities, other countries. Okay, so they said, "Wow, what a noise!" And then all people gathered there. What's going on? what's going on. And then when Peter saw multitude is struck, and he began to preach the gospel, which you just read. Whoever calls the name of Jesus shall be saved. But God Father made Jesus the Lord and Savior, Christ. Okay? He's preaching that way. But he was quoting Psalms also. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Jesus, you crucified him, Messiah, Christ, Messiah, which who all the testimony was prophesied about him. Jesus was that very him, Messiah. So verse 37, people, when they heard Peter's preaching, their heart is pierced. So what should we do? Brother, what should we do? Verse 38.
Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Peter said, he didn't say, well, just believe in Jesus. Just believe in Jesus. He didn't say that. But he said, repent, repent. Your gospel, you preach, the gospel you are preaching, is including repent? Or not? You are false preacher. Why is different? Do you remember Jesus when preached the gospel? Repent! Kingdom of God is here and near. Baptist John preaching, repent! Kingdom of God is here. Peter said, repent! And be baptized in the name of Jesus, which is believe in Jesus. And you will receive Holy Spirit baptism. Three types of baptism shown here. And then Apostle Paul, Acts 20:21, please. Acts 20, chapter 20, 21. Yes. Amen. Paul was on the way back to Jerusalem. He was rushing up. I don't know why, because the Bible doesn't say. But he was passing by Ephesus church. Paul kind of sensed this is maybe last my journey. That's why he called all elders of Ephesus. Hey, call them. And he began like last message. And he said he summed up what he had been testified. He had been preaching. He summed up this way. Verse 21. Repentance toward God. Faith toward, look at that, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So Paul preaching repentance and faith. Do not preach, just believe. Do not make our precious gospel cheap candy. Okay? Repent. Ask poor people, repent. Okay, so what is repentance? You have to stop sinning. Stop sinning. Stop sinning. Biblical meaning of repentance, it has two structure. Old Testament and the New Testament, all same thing. What is repentance? Stop sinning, depart from evil to do good. All structure. Zacchaeus repented, stop sinning to do good. Right? To me, great. Amen. Hallelujah. So, yeah. Okay, so repent and believe. You preach it. Okay? And then another thing, don't forget, another one. Last scripture, I have 1 minute, Mark chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Yes.
Mark 3,
14 to 15.
And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach.
15.
Have power to heal sickness and cast out devils.
Jesus called visit disciples and teach and train them to do the same thing. What are the same thing? Triple initiative. Teaching, preaching, healing. Okay. If we want to live like Jesus, we have to do teaching, preaching, healing, and reproducing. It's making disciples to do the same triple initiative. Do you train right now? Are you training? Are you teaching disciples to do the same threefold ministry? Okay, all together, let's repeat, review again. If we want to live like Jesus, there are five characteristics. What is the first? Love God, love people. Second? Word of God. Third?
Prayer.
Fourth? Rely on God. Jesus completely. Fifth? Threefold ministry and reproducing, training or reproducing. Amen. Hallelujah.